InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Most of us know Meals on Wheels as the organization that delivers food to seniors, but it delivers a lot more than that. Dignity, independence, and a lifeline of human connection. Joining us today is Ellie Hollander, President and CEO of Meals on Wheels America, to talk about the powerful impact of these services. Ellie, I think most of our listeners have heard of Meals on Wheels. What is something people might not know?
Wow, Chris, well, there's a lot. So let me just think a few things. You mentioned it at the beginning. It's more than just a meal. Seniors tell us that while they wait for that nutritious, tasty meal to be delivered, as important to them is the fact that they're going to have a moment of human connection. They're going to see someone else in a given day, maybe the only person that they see. But another thing is our programs deliver more than that. They also do safety and wellness checks. They look around the house to make sure that there aren't tripping hazards or if they're pets that also need a meal, many of our programs provide those as well. That's just one of several things that people may not know about Meals on Wheels.
With so much attention on cutting the budget in Washington, what sort of a return on investment do you think Meals on Wheels provides?
Well, the nice thing about Meals on Wheels is that we can provide this full service model I just described, a meal, a safety check, eyes and ears on a senior, and a human connection for an entire year, for the same cost as that senior being in the hospital for one day or a nursing home for 10. So the evidence is there. It's a proven public-private partnership. It's been around successfully for over 50 years, and the program is still going strong.
So what are you urging Congress and the administration to do to sustain the program?
Well, Meals on Wheels funding has never kept pace with the growth and need of the senior population, nor inflation. I mean, we're very dependent on food and fuel, as you can imagine. And with inflation over the years, the gap between resources available and those in need has widened significantly. We're asking Congress to appropriate more money, sufficient money, so that we're not leaving people on waiting lists, so that we can end the wait in America. Our programs tell us right now that one in three programs has a waiting list for our Meals on Wheels service. On average, 4 months, some as long as 2 years. The benefit of providing that service is that we keep people independent at home and out of far more expensive healthcare settings. So it makes good economic and social sense.
I'm curious what kind of training and support the volunteers receive to be part of the Meals on Wheels effort.
Programs definitely are very reliant on volunteers. They keep our wheels rolling. And if we didn't have our volunteers, we wouldn't be able to reach the millions of seniors that we do in a given year. Very important that volunteers get that training so they know what to expect. If they knock on the door and the senior does not respond, what are the appropriate actions that they should take? So this isn't just something that, you know, we can just do willy-nilly. We really make sure that we're taking good care of the seniors that we're visiting so that they actually are benefiting from the service.
Ellie, local Meals on Wheels programs, I understand, differ around the country. What ties them all together?
I'd say what is the common thread between all of these different Meals on Wheels programs in suburban, urban, and rural areas, large and small, is a commitment to the mission to ensure that seniors have the ability to live out their lives as long as they can and as they choose in the comfort of their own homes and communities. It's enabling independence, delivering hope and joy, and making sure that someone is checking in on our loved ones who may not live close to us, but we want to make sure that they are well cared for.
We're talking with Ellie Hollander, President and CEO of Meals on Wheels America, talking about this service and what a powerful impact it has. Ellie, what impact did the COVID-19 pandemic have on Meals on Wheels, and are there any lingering effects from that?
Well, the pandemic really showed the resilience of the Meals on Wheels network because folks stepped up to the plate. We had millions more seniors who were needing support in their own homes. They were sheltering in place, as we all were. And so the demand increased considerably. Meals on Wheels programs considered first responders in many ways, kept their programs running. There was emergency funding that the federal government made available, and individuals really stepped up and contributed generously to help us fill that gap. Interesting point, though, Chris, is that only 1% of all philanthropy in our country is dedicated to seniors and aging. So that public-private partnership becomes really, really important, particularly as the demand has continued following the pandemic.
What would you say are some misconceptions about who Meals on Wheels serves?
Yeah, I think sometimes senior hunger and isolation, growing epidemics in our country, are often behind closed doors. We may not realize that the neighbor next to us or that our teacher from high school or our post person delivering mail is actually needing a helping hand through Meals on Wheels. So I think it really does cover all kinds of individuals, many who don't live near a good grocery store or a food source, what we call a food desert. Those that have limitations, physical or mental limitations, who can't really just prepare their own meals or don't have the means to do that. So sometimes people are able to actually pay for their own meals. So there may be a misnomer sometimes that meals, you know, are just provided for free, but we always invite people to make a contribution to the extent that they are able.
How does Meals on Wheels help seniors stay in their homes longer, if that's the case? And why is that important?
Well, I think we all want the opportunity to live out our lives in the setting of our own choosing. So I think it's a very important opportunity that people should have. But it's also very important because if you're not able to be nourished, if you're malnourished, or if you're a fall risk because you're dehydrated, you're going to end up in the hospital or in a nursing home prematurely. It's far less expensive for us to help maintain the independence and dignity of individuals who want to live out their lives in their communities and their own homes versus in institutional settings.
Just run me through what a volunteer schedule looks like in a typical day. How many seniors would they speak to and how would that go?
Well, it really depends on the particular program and the route that that volunteer has. So there really isn't a one-size-fits-all. But I will say that for some, if you're in a rural area, it can take several hours to deliver to a number of people if they're spread out far. If it's something that you can do during your lunch hour, you can just obviously contact your local Meals on Wheels program and work that out. It can be delivering meals. It could be making phone calls. It could be doing pet visits and so forth. So there really isn't a one size fits all in terms of volunteering. But I can tell you that our programs would be very appreciative for people to reach out and see how they can help.
I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I'm wondering if you could share a story that really captures the spirit of Meals on Wheels in action.
There's so many stories. I think what I'll share is one that happened to me not too long ago, which was I was visiting a program on a visit in Kansas. And this gentleman had recently lost his spouse and was just so delighted to have someone come visit. He was very lonely and he wanted to engage in conversation for a long time. I anticipated this because the person running the program told me that he had recently experienced this loss. And so we made sure that we scheduled that visit at the very end of the route so that I could stay longer. And he didn't want me to leave. And honestly, I didn't want to leave either.
Ah, that's so nice. Well, for anyone listening, what can they do to help support Meals on Wheels?
Well, there are three calls to action that we always offer people who are willing to help us end the wait for the millions of seniors who need it and those that are on a waiting list. You can advocate for more support, to ask members of Congress to appropriately fund our programs. You can volunteer and you can donate. And you can do all of that at MealsOnWheelsAmerica.org/endthewait.
Okay, give us that URL one more time.
MealsOnWheelsAmerica.org/endthewait.
Ellie Hollander, President and CEO of Meals on Wheels America. Ellie, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Next, teen sleep patterns and heart health. That story as InfoTrack continues.
There's more InfoTrack coming up. Stay tuned.